This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem welcomes a gentle breeze. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. As we move into the evening, temperatures will cool down slightly, offering a pleasant night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reports two children were killed in Gaza strikes. Hamas is reportedly nearing a deal with mediators concerning its arms. Also, earlier this morning, the Jerusalem Post revealed that the IDF found Hezbollah youth publications promoting Iranian figures like Khamenei. Also this hour, JNS confirmed that a U.S.-owned tanker fire in the Gulf was due to a drone attack. Sources suggest the attack aims to highlight potential disruptions to global trade. Separately, I-24 News reports that an Israeli, once an ambulance driver, now faces indictment for alleged espionage on behalf of Iran. And finally, from earlier today, Brett Stevens, a New York Times columnist, criticized Jewish terrorists in the West Bank, according to the foreword. Here's what people are saying online. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that any suggestion of Hamas having a right of resistance on October 7th is a denial of genocide under international law. Israel Hayom English reported moments ago that over 10-0 IDF soldiers have gone AWOL, leaving their weapons behind. Amit Sagal, a well-known journalist, shared just now that officials in Israel and Gaza signaled progress in talks, with potential announcements on the ceasefire deal's phase two soon. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli strikes targeted terror operatives, resulting in the tragic loss of two children's lives. Sources say Hamas is negotiating with mediators to transfer its weapons post-conflict. This development could mark a significant shift in regional power dynamics. Turning to Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post highlights the influence of Iranian figures on young generations. Experts say Hezbollah has worked for years to foster admiration for leaders like Khamenei. This revelation underscores the deep-rooted connections between Hezbollah and Iran, influencing youth ideologies. Meanwhile, in the Gulf, JNS confirms the tanker fire was caused by a drone strike. While Cairo has not identified the assailant, Iranian sources suggest the aim was to demonstrate potential trade disruptions. This incident raises concerns about the security of maritime routes, crucial for global commerce. Now, focusing on the espionage case, I-24 News reports that an Israeli has been charged with spying for Iran, having once worked as an ambulance driver. This case highlights the complex infiltration tactics employed by foreign powers and poses serious questions about internal security measures. Finally, Brett Stevens' critique of Jewish terrorists in the West Bank, reported by The Forward, has stirred debate. His comments challenged the actions of certain groups, calling for reflection within Israel on moral and ethical grounds. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business discusses the implications of zero VAT on real estate. The column suggests that delaying property purchases could cost buyers significantly in a fluctuating market. Separately, CTEC reports on Teva's resurgence. Under Richard Francis, the company has achieved a valuation above $40 billion, signaling a remarkable comeback for the pharmaceutical giant. And finally, Globes announces Nofar Energy's acquisition of a stake in the Reindeer Power Station. The deal, worth hundreds of millions, strengthens Nofar's position in the energy sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.